Right now, we're going to go right to the phone. Daryl is with us, and see if we can help you with your challenge you're having with your house. Welcome to the show.
So, Daryl, I have an outdoor back porch that has a metal top with 2x6 trusses. I want to put a vinyl soffit underneath. Would adding insulation between the two help keep it cooler during the summer?
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you that heat that radiates off of a metal roof like that can kind of bear down on your head there a good bit. you know, putting insulation there is a great idea. We really like mineral wool or stone wool insulation, a little harder to get, but is really good to have. And I would probably recommend that other than fiberglass, just because of the moisture retention and so forth that it has. But that will make a big difference. Now, how are you planning on holding that up?
Well, I was hoping if it was going to be standard insulation, I was just going to staple it up. But I don't know how the mineral wool or the other type, how I could fasten it to the top.
Yeah. Well, you can use little tension wires. Tension wires are easy enough. But I wouldn't leave any of it exposed, because it will filter down. You know, some of the – if it's fiberglass, it'll definitely have some of the fibers that will filter down on you. It would need to be – encapsulated in some way. Wouldn't recommend plastic, because it does need to breathe. I've used Tyvek and a house wrap before, because it does allow it to breathe. Still not very attractive when you look up and see that, you know, all the writing on it and that kind of thing. So might be worthwhile to use an inexpensive plywood that's going to provide you even more insulation from the heat that you would have on that metal roof.
Okay, sir. Well, that sounds good. I'll give it a try, and I'll let you know how it works.
Yeah, Daryl, there's one other thing I was going to suggest, is they do make a white elastomeric. It's called elastomeric roof coating.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
It's essentially paint, but it's especially made for exactly your situation, and you just roll or brush it on to the top of the roof, and it's supposed to reflect a lot of the heat. There's a company called Henry.
It's like a white cool seal then.
Exactly. There's a company called Henry that makes a bunch of different products, but they make an elastomeric roof coating, and they call it DuraBrite, DuraBrite. And there are other companies that make it as well. That's just the one I'm familiar with. But that might be a good way to reflect some of that heat before it even gets to the insulation.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Hey, we're more than happy. Anything else comes up, just let us know. And best of luck on that, Daryl.
Thank you a lot.
Okay, absolutely. Bye-bye. And well, let's see here. This is March, and Joe had a good idea. That's pretty good.
Mark that down.
Yeah, man.
So now you don't have to tune in again until December. I'm going to get my next idea.